I look around the congregation today and I notice that summer indeed is here. Most of us have been invigorated by our own retreats and summer travels. Some living in cottages or cabins, leisure walks in parks and playgrounds, visiting new places, reuniting with families and friends. And these are the gifts of summer, and we must be thankful for these wonderful experiences. Interestingly, this will be my last Sunday here at Parkdale as your interim youth minister. And as most of you have known, I will be on an 8-month internship at Grace St. Andrew's United Church in Arnprior, commencing in September. This is yet another step of my journey towards ordained ministry, and I will treat it as a great adventure as I share my gifts and talents to this new congregation. Personally, I will be missing all of you here at Parkdale. But be assured that in my heart, you will always be remembered and treasured, knowing our paths will cross again. Today, we ponder on an Old Testament story. The story of Elijah's flight into the wilderness with the heart of one who has returned from a good rest and is renewed for the journey. In the story, we realize that things are tense for Elijah. Most of us would remember Elijah as a prophet who lived in the 9th century before Christ. During the reign of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, a devastating drought has reduced the countryside to parched desert, and the people were desperate. Elijah has just triumphed over the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel by challenging them to determine whose God is the true God. And now he finds himself the target of Queen Jezebel's anger, and he is literally running for his life. Afraid and alone, he enters the wilderness and comes to rest under a solitary broom tree. There, discouraged and utterly unable to go on, he asks God to take away his life, to let him die. What a horrible request to make, asking God to let him die. It seemed that Elijah in those moments was utterly depressed because he thought that not one person, except for him, worshipped the one true God. So exhausted and without hope, he falls asleep under the broom tree. The broom tree is a tree that grows in the Middle East and is common to Sinai. It has many branches, but they are very twiggy and mostly leafless, causing it to look like a big old straw broom. It strikes me that a broom tree doesn't offer a lot of leafy comfort or cool shade from the difficulties of the day. Yet it was under this tree that Elijah encountered the God of life. Sometimes when things have to get so bad, we just feel like giving up. And when we get to that place, that terrible place where we thought anxiety dominates or where fear exists and we have no one to turn to, from that lonely place, new life can come. And this is Elijah's broom tree experience. And this could be our experience too. I don't know about you, but I have encountered similar broom tree experiences in my life. There have been moments that have pushed me to the breaking point, and I have wanted to run. My call to ministry, for instance, has not been pleasant at all times. During the first few years of my discernment, I have been challenged mostly by family circumstances, sometimes being criticized by people around me for neglecting my children in favor of earning a degree and pursuing a vocation that requires so much time away from my family. Personally, I have been confronted by questions about faith and theology especially on the issues of sin, evil, and sufferings in the world. And in those moments of uncertainty, doubts kicked in, and I felt utterly lost and miserable. I almost gave up and thought of ending this journey, which I have started way back in the Philippines. My own wilderness experience caused me anxiety, a time of hopelessness or helplessness, finding myself at that terrifying moment when I wish that life was much better if I have not decided to heed what God is calling me to do. But God's grace is greater than all the miseries combined that beset me in those difficult moments. With friends and family members who are supporting me in this journey, I kept the faith alive and I persisted. And here I am now. Now let's go back to the story of Elijah. In the midst of sleep and silence, an angel touched Elijah. "Get up and eat." Elijah looks around, and there he found a sweet cake and a jar of cool water, and he falls back asleep. Again, the angel nudges him awake and said, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." Familiar scenario. This offering of food to Elijah is symbolic of a feast offered by God in the midst of suffering and doubt. It is an image of a loving relationship between God and human beings. God provides food for the journey, and it is up to us to eat and be nourished. The story says Elijah lived on for the strength of that food for 40 days and nights until he arrived at the holy mountain of God. Elijah was not only a prophet. He was a folk hero in ancient Israel. Numerous stories were collected about him and passed on through the centuries. Given the importance and status of Elijah in Israel during this time, what makes this story significant? I sense that this story places Elijah in line with Moses and Abraham and prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, who doubted their abilities at first in order to fulfill the calling to which God has called them to do. Elijah's broom tree experience reveals his own humanity, and it was his humanity that we can identify with. Whether we like it or not, we have been under that broom tree a lot of times. There have been events that have pushed us to the breaking point, and all we wanted to do is run and escape. Jezebel can appear as a threat or anything that causes us to despair. An angry separation, struggle with illness or death, unemployment, injustices we experience. We all have moments when we find ourselves running to hide under the broom tree, even wanting to die if we could, because going on seems a lot harder than staying where we are. Yet the broom tree reminds us that none of us, not even folk heroes like Elijah, is immune to despair or doubts or fear. I am not, and neither are you. His struggle, like our own struggles, is an inherent part of life in faith. And our faith teaches us that God is so gracious, who handles our despair with comfort and nudges us to move on, feeding us with cake and water to continue on with the journey. Surely this story reminds us that there is nowhere that Elijah or any one of us can go that is beyond the reach of God's grace. And what I love about this story is the fact that we are not alone in this journey. God never leaves us alone. And God's message is summed up in three words: never give up. God is with us and will strengthen us. It is here in this experience that the angel comes to us. Simple words. Get up and eat. And there is a baked cake and a cool jug of water waiting for us. Manna in the desert. The bread of life. Strength and sustenance to begin anew. Like Elijah, we find ourselves nourished and sustained by angels of surprising variety, bearing an assortment of cakes of love, hope, encouragement, all kinds of positive energy, so disturbing that it pushes us to be awake and to move on. It is time to eat. The food offered by the angel is all around us. You find it in the people in this congregation who sit beside you and those people in the community you don't even know. Those people who have come to grace your life, children, family members, dear friends, or even strangers. I am encouraged to move on in my call to ministry because of you. God used all of you to accompany me in this journey. And I know that God is here. God's angels are all around us. God is here in the truth that we proclaim. We see God in the ordinary things of life, in the daily miracles that we witness, the rising and setting of the sun, the rhythm of the seasons, the breath that comes in and out of our bodies, the laughter and smiles we share, the care and love we share. We find God even when we are shut down by skepticism and despair. And suddenly an angel visits. A word is spoken. Grace comes. Grace comes where and when God chooses. And we can be ready for new life to make a way in us. If you feel anxious this morning and want to run away from it all, find your own place under the broom tree. Remember this story of Elijah. God can be born in the most remote parts of our hearts and spirits. Yes, even under a broom tree. So today, stop, rest, and sleep if you must. Allow God to come to you. Let an angel nudge you. Listen for the still voice of God and receive the cool water and cake for the journey ahead. And God will give us strength and comfort for our journey. Amen.